So, I had an interesting thing happen today. A first-time glory hole visitor told me it didn't go well, and he was repulsed by the experience. He spent who knows how long watching porn and jerking off thinking about this experience, and when it actually happened, he didn't like it at all. So, we had a very interesting conversation about what all this means to him. What needs does his kinky life fulfill? I told him that many men loved the dirty, slutty glory hole, and the fact that he didn't said a lot about why he does what he does and what needs he's meeting. I was impressed that he called me after having such a negative experience, and I appreciate his willingness to explore his reaction. It would have been easy for him to run away and never call me again, or call me in 6 months and spend the first 15 minutes apologizing for disappearing. In the end, we had really good and constructive conversation about his needs, and I gained valuable insight. I don't like it when a pet has a negative experience, and I do everything I can to keep you safe, whether it's physical safety or emotional safety. A good mistress cares about those who serve her, and I am no different. We do play rough, but let's face it, having a woman in your life who's unafraid to play rough is a great kindness to you. To you, rough play is loving, even though it can be brutal at times. But I will leave you better than I found you, and I always seek to show you kindness and affection, because that's how I feel about you. You're a valuable part of my life, and I want you to feel that, even if I do have to bust your balls to communicate it. So the moral of this story is that you and I are in a partnership. Don't be afraid to be open and honest, even if things don't go well, or you don't like something I've asked you to do. This is all a beautiful negotiation, and we can work it out. I promise. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-601-6975. I'll talk to you really soon.